Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
John in South Jersey. Hi, John.
Buffalo.
Yo, John.
John and Ike, what's up?
Yo.
John.
Hi, John.
Long time, first time. How y'all doing?
Right on, man.
All right.
We're doing well. Thank you.
I'm calling down from Tampa. Just wanted to let you guys know what the vibe's like down here.
Oh, so you're down already?
I'm down here. I came down last night.
Wow.
Oh, you got an early start.
All right, all right.
You going to be all right until Sunday?
There's not a doubt in my mind we're walking away with a W.
I agree with you. I agree with you. And I'll be down there on Saturday. I'm curious. I know there's a ton of Eagles fans going. I'm wondering how many. Can it turn into one of those road games where it sounds like a home game?
It's going to be a home game. Since the day I flew in, I've seen more Eagles gear than Bucks gear.
No.
Oh, yeah, nobody's buying Bucks gear. Nobody's buying Bucks gear.
Nick Foles doesn't lose at Raymond James Stadium. Ryan Fitzpatrick hasn't seen a defense like this ever. There's no shot they win.
Well,
I'm going to tell you, John.
There.
Yeah, no, you're pretty much there with him.
Close.
And you're pretty much there with the rest of this fan base. Appreciate the call, John. Have fun Sunday, man.
All right, go Birds.
Yes, all right, sir. My man.
I just don't like when everybody's on one side of the fence.
Normally, I agree with you.
I just don't like when everybody's on one side. I've heard it's a no-brainer, double-digit win.
Yeah.
All right. I hope you're right.
Yeah.
I'd love to have a laugher. I just don't see it.
I mean, I don't know if I'm saying it's a laugher, but I do like the Eagles, and I don't think it's going to be like last week against the Falcons. I think that, you know, if they get the double digits, because they get a late score to put them up.
Oh, now it's a late score to put them up. I thought they were going to dominate the game.
Well, I mean,
it was going to be easy.
I never said they're going to dominate the game, but I think it's a win where you say impressive win by the Eagles. Absolutely. On the road.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I know that you're already giving Ryan Fitzpatrick the Hall of Fame jacket.
I haven't given anybody anything.
All right.
I'm taking the temperature of everybody, and all I hear is easy win, guarantee. I haven't said anything.
Well, the fans are definitely drinking the Eagles' Kool-Aid.
Because I haven't seen anything that says the Eagles can beat anybody easy.
All right.
That's what I'm going off of.
888-729-9494. No?
No. I
relatively
don't think it's
easy
win? I don't think it's an easy win.
Are you sure it's a win?
I'm not sure of anything.
Is that right?
Exactly.
Anybody else agree with Ike there?
I'm not sure of anything.
Because I haven't heard anybody call in and say they're even worried about this game.
I know, and that's what worries me.
888-729-9494.
That's what worries me. Because nobody is worried about the game.
Can I change my pick? 888-729-9494.
That would roll right in. that's you.
Come on, man. 888-729-9494. I'm not changing this pick. You know, it's interesting that you say, because you really... Over the course of a season where you look at the schedule beforehand, you're like, all right, well, that's an easy win. That's an easy win. But then the games actually play out the way they play out. The NFL's a week-to-week league. It's a year-to-year league. And sometimes you get spots where it's a trap or it's not a great spot based on how the other team is playing or the games are coming off of. You know, this week I think is kind of in between, because it's still early in the season, and the Bucs, no one expected them to do what they did last week against the Saints. That's one of those games where every Saint fan in the world had that as a win,
right,
in the beginning of the season. Now it's a loss. So, but I would agree with you. Most Eagles fans think that this is, I don't know about an easy win, but this is a win for the Eagles. And I guess if you look at the offense and what they've done so far with the preseason and the regular season, it's kind of tough to believe any game's a win right now, or an easy win.
Well, easy win, and that's my whole thing. You know, that's my whole thing. I don't know. You know, they may wind up pulling this game out. They may breeze through this game. I just give you my week-to-week feel based on how the team is playing. Forget about who they're playing against. That's part of the equation. But if the team doesn't look like they're clicking on all cylinders, what am I supposed to do? Just automatically think because they're playing Tampa and New Orleans put up 40 on them, right, this team could put up 40. Hello? Do we have Michael Thomas on this team? Hello? Do we have Ted Ginn Jr. on this team?
Well, no, they don't even have him.
I guess Ted Ginn Jr. is Mike Wallace.
Yeah.
But he's not.
Except as a quarterback, except Drew Brees is playing.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's the other part of the equation. Drew Brees plays for the Saints. And who's the running back that plays for the Saints? He's pretty good, right?
Is it, what's his name?
Kamara?
Oh, yeah,
something?
Him. That's right. Yeah.
Rookie of the year, Pro Bowler, right? Is that the same guy?
Dalton Hilliard?
I throw that game out the window when I'm talking about the Eagles.
Uh-huh.
Right? Sure, Tampa's going to be missing corners, and that should help some. But I can't go from you and I talking about the lack of explosiveness from this offense
right.
to automatically thinking, oh, they're about to put up points in bunches come Sunday because look what New Orleans was able to do to them last week. I don't know that.
And you said week to week. My feel this week is the offense does look better.
New Orleans was at home.
They were.
You're going to be on the road.
Correct.
The Eagles' defense is a lot better at home versus on the road.
Without question.
So I think this may be one we fight to get.
All right.
We're going to fight to get this one. This is a one-score game.
Okay.
This is a one-score game. We're going to fight to get this one.
Brian in East Falls. Brian, what do you think of this week, man?
Hey, good afternoon, y'all.
Yep. What's up, Brian?
I got the score 2013. I think the Eagles can pull it off 2013. But I don't think it's going to be as easy. One, I don't know what the weather's going to be like with this hurricane. Two, I'm not impressed with Nick Foles right now. They got good receivers. They got good offensive weapons down there in Tampa Bay. Their defense might not be that good, but they got good, young, hungry cornerbacks looking to prove a point. And our receivers aren't Mike Evans. I'm Mike Thomas and
Ted
the
Ginn.
Other guy, Ted Ginn. Yeah, we ain't got
yeah,
those.
Yeah.
So, Sean. For them to go in there and put up 48 against the Saints team, that was, what, one play away from getting to the NFC Championship game?
Yeah.
With the quarterback and all the offensive weapons that they got for them to pull it off, I just look at it like Tampa Bay's organization is like, look, we're going to go out here and we just going to try to outscore teams. They mm-hmm. know what their defense is.
Who's their quarterback, Brian?
Say that again?
Who's their quarterback in Tampa?
Fitzpatrick.
Yeah.
And I'm not a strong believer in him, but yeah. I would take Fitzpatrick a game over Nick Foles as of right now. Nick Foles only gave me six quarters. And we're talking about the Super Bowl. And
think we got our topic for tomorrow, Ike. Andrew,
I mean, in one game,
Brian,
I would say.
Andrew Porter of our staff, did he say this before the Super Bowl or after the Super Bowl? He called Nick Foles. Ryan Fitzpatrick. He says essentially Ryan Fitzpatrick. He said it, and I went nuts over him.
and I strongly believe that everybody is still hyped over the Super Bowl and how well Nick Foles has played for those six quarters that, you know, every
right.
week, if Carson's not out there, you know, it's an easy win for us. Because it'll be the same. If Carson don't play next week against the Colts, they'll find something wrong with the Colts because the Colts defense ain't that good either.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get right. me wrong. They can't stop the run either. And they got cornerbacks that are young. So their defense ain't that good. You'll hear how we'll go out there and this will be an easy win against the Colts. I don't look at any game as easy. I mean, they all getting paid and they all got drafted.
Yeah.
And we don't have the offensive weapons to say that we're going to go out there and roll over any team.
And that's my only point. That's my only thing right there, Brian. Like I said, if Carson was playing, it'd be a no-brainer. You know, Alshon was playing. Even if you gave me Alshon with Nick out there right now and this rest of this group. Dude, we're going to need to line up Kamar Aiken, DeAndre Carter, or who's the other guy we signed? Who's the other receiver?
Who cares? Clay Aiken?
Yeah, but that's who's going to be the third guy.
Please, no.
Right?
Please, no. Yeah, don't give me details, Ike. I don't need details to why it's going to be tough.
I mean, that's good. We're going to need Zach Ertz and Nelson to have a big game.
Yeah.
You certainly need the running game to be effective.
Here's why the Eagles win on Sunday. Mm-hmm. Ryan Fitzpatrick is way out of control, overconfident. Quote, you know I'm better right now than I've ever been at any point in my career. And a lot of that is mentally and whatever else. But there's a lot of different throws and things that are so much ingrained in you, so much muscle memory from working and doing it for a long time. Truly, I feel like the older I've gotten, the better I've become. Ryan Fitzpatrick. That was with no pass rush.
Right.
When Fletcher Cox is bearing down, is 320-pound behind on you, chasing you away.
Yeah.
It's Ike, I watch football for long enough to know that some weeks it looks easy, and then for whatever reason, the next week the defensive coordinator has a good game plan, and it's totally different, right? And you got, and I see Ryan Fitzpatrick right here. This is Ryan Fitzpatrick. You are Ryan Fitzpatrick. That's what you are. You are a backup quarterback, a good backup quarterback.
Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah, you're nothing special.
Stop.
Yeah.
That's his mentality going in.
His name? Fitzmagic?
Yeah.
Where'd he get that from?
Some idiot Jet fan, probably. Right?
Fitzmagic?
The Sanchez?
Yeah.
Take one more and we'll do Dear Ike. Who do we got here? Let's do Harry. Well, no, John in Jersey. Fitzpatrick over Foles. What do you got, John?
Who in their right mind would say that Ryan Fitzpatrick is better than Nick Foles?
Well, no, he was saying for this week. For this week, he would take Fitzpatrick over Nick Foles.
I repeat. Who in their right mind? I mean, the thing is like, normally you need script writers to accomplish what Nick Foles accomplished. Yeah, it only happens in the movies.
Right. Well, we're not talking about that. We're talking about this week. You know, like, I agree with what you're saying, John, but like, he's just strictly talking about who you like in this game, and he said he would take Ryan Fitzpatrick over Foles this week.
Well, you know what? Then in that case, everyone always points out the fact that the reason why Foles is effective for the Eagles is because we write plays for him that he's good at.
Right.
So I'm going to say that the tandem of Peterson and Foles is better than whoever their head coach is. And
Mr. Kater is their dirt cutter. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I say we outsmart them, and then, of course, we run them over with the defense. And I just want to say to everyone in the Delaware Valley, if I find out where you live and you say that that Nick felt that some third rate is better than Nick Foles, flaming bag of poop on your door, dude. No.
flaming bag of poop.
All right. Strong call, John. Appreciate it. That smells like a Twitter poll to me, Ike.
What's that?
Who would you choose for week two?
Oh.
Foles or Fitzpatrick?
See, I expect him to come up with stuff like that.
But here's where I have to walk him through it. Don't say that's us, because here's what's happened on
our
Twitter page.
Account.
Well, yeah, I was going to tweet it out, then I'm like, oh, people are going to say this is stupid. That was was too hot for even me.
No, but see, here's your problem. When you put stuff out and it gets ripped, you don't give a proper context. If you say an Eagles fan just called in and said they would take Fitzpatrick over Foles for this week's game, that's how you frame it. Don't put, would you take Fitzpatrick over Foles? People not listening will be like, your show's so negative.
Negative. That'd be one of the nicest things they'll say if they say it's negative.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
But tweet that from your account.
No, don't do that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.